Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I am happy to announce we have Leanne Vogel, who is the author of the book I'm holding in my hand right now, The Keto Diet. And it's kind of heavy. I kind of gush about this on the show, and when I say it's kind of heavy, that's a good thing. Like, this book is amazing, and I know so many of you are going to walk away from hearing this interview so much better informed on the, and I'm using air quotes here, the keto approach to a diet. And by diet, we mean a diet approach, a way of living. This is not a trendy diet to hop on for 90 days. This isn't some extreme transformation. It is something that can provide tremendous health benefits. And I love how Leanne has a health story, a health journey that's pretty extensive. This isn't some overnight success that happened in 5 minutes and boom, I decided to go keto and everything's better. She is an amazing woman with an amazing history of ups and downs, and she shares that on this interview. I know that you're going to fall in love with her just like I have. Huge woman crush on her professionally and just personally. She's just a great person, very vivacious and well-spoken, and just has a wealth of knowledge. She's got a podcast. She has a YouTube channel. She's got an amazing website. She is just giving you a little blurb from the back bio on her book. Leanne Vogel is a nutrition educator and the creator of Healthful Pursuit, the popular website for those seeking to change their lives through a whole foods-based ketogenic eating program. She's gained worldwide recognition for her unique, no-limits, paleo-friendly approach to the keto lifestyle. And it is a lifestyle. We go over that in this interview. Rather than read this whole bio on the back, she really has a very extensive professional history. Let me just tell you again, I ordered this book the second it was out. I've been following her for a while. I am learning myself a lot more about ketosis and the keto approach, and I'm definitely moving my paleo approach to eating into a more paleo keto approach. You've probably seen me talk about it on my social media platforms, but this is an excellent starter interview with Leanne. I'm hoping to have her back on the show and reconnect here in Austin later in the year. But for now, dive in, enjoy. I know you're going to want to go out and grab her book and start cooking from it and learning from it after you listen. Tune in and enjoy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and I am amped as heck to have today's guest with us on the show. It's Leanne Vogel, and I'm actually clutching, I would say holding, but I'm actually clutching very fondly her new book, The Keto Diet, which every single one of you is going to need to buy after this show. It's one of the best books I'm literally, and I'll tell you why later, I've ever seen in my life. Everyone needs to buy it. But I'm so excited that Leanne is on the show. Leanne, welcome to the show. We are going to dive right in because I don't want to waste a second of your time. So I've given you quite the intro. And again, for those of you listening, you know I talked a little bit about Leanne in my introduction, and she's got this great YouTube channel, and you'll be able to learn so much more than we'll get to cover on the show about ketosis and her health journey. And that said, before we dive into this outstanding, epic, extraordinary, spectacular book and what she talks about, that she really has a pretty amazing health journey. And we have so many women listening to the show, Leanne, and I know that so many of them will be able to relate to. You have years where you were, I think, trying to just find your own fitness, and you had years of
yo-yo dieting, some pretty extreme behaviors, and you learned a lot of lessons that led you to where you are today. Tell us about your story.
Well, first off, thanks so much for having me on the show and for the beautiful introduction. So yeah, it's always been a challenge for me with my health. I was diagnosed with an eating disorder when I was about 11. And so that kind of dictated a lot of my experience until I was about 30, until I kind of figured my body out. So it was a lot to get to where I am today. And really, it started when I found the vegan diet. I became a vegan. I went to school to study nutrition to start to understand, you know, how my body interacted with food. It was quite mind-blowing to me to understand that what I ate affected my thoughts and feelings and how I interacted with people. I had ADHD when I was a kid, so I had a really hard time learning and interacting with individuals. I was very, very, very hyper, and I couldn't pay it close attention to basically anything until I went ketogenic. And so it started off as when I was vegan, I was doing the vegan thing and I went off birth control because I thought it was good for my body. I still had an eating disorder at that point. I wasn't getting my period. As soon as I went off birth control, I didn't get my period. And that amenorrhea lasted for 8 years. And around the sixth year, having been vegan then for 8.5 years, I was 6 years into amenorrhea. And you know, in your early 20s, you're like, no period? Awesome. Like, I'm blessed. And it was really great. I was a runner. I was a cyclist. I did triathlons. I did marathons. And not having your period while competing is basically the best thing ever, at least I thought. But I was starting to have a lot of issues with muscle development. I was getting injuries all the time. And so a doctor tested my insulin. It was actually too low. And that's why I kept injuring myself and why I wasn't growing any muscle. It looked like somebody had taken a light switch and just turned everything off. Like all the hormones were down, nothing was working. And I went to a bunch of specialists on that sixth year of having amenorrhea, and they just said, well, do you want to get pregnant? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, then what's the problem? And this became my struggle. And I ended up finding a naturopath that recommended a low carb diet. And at that point, I was pretty much a high carb vegan. So I thought, heck to the no. But one of my friends had posted a picture of a ketogenic plate, and they used the hashtag keto. And I clicked on the hashtag, was looking at all the images, and I'm like, what are these people doing to their bodies? They're eating bacon and cheese and sauce. Is that sausage with cheese on it? Like, what are they doing? And it just so happened at this very same time, Jimmy Moore had released his book, Keto Clarity. And I read that and I said, you know what? I mean, this isn't really working for me, this whole thing that I'm doing right now. So why wouldn't I give it a try? And so over the next couple of weeks, I transitioned over a ketogenic diet. After 2 months, I lost 12% body fat. I had been on hormone replacement therapy for the past year, getting forced periods, but my hormones were doing exactly the same thing. So it wasn't an actual period. I wasn't ovulating. So to have that 12% body fat gone because of the hormone replacement therapy, it kind of sparked my interest, but it also sparked my eating disorder tendencies. And for the following 6 months on a ketogenic diet, I got really lost with the weight loss. I was tracking all my calories and got into this dieting mentality again, and had this like sick belief that if I could just lose 5 more pounds, I would be a healthier, happier human being, and I wouldn't have injuries anymore. And my injuries were because of my weight, when I'd had doctors told me it had nothing to do with my weight. And I got really, really low in weight. I wasn't sleeping. My hair was falling out. It was problematic. And then I don't know what exactly happened. It was just, I don't know, divine intervention maybe. And I just thought, wait a minute, like, I went to school for nutrition. I know that my body is completely different than anyone else out there. And I really need to take a moment to appreciate this vessel that allows me to experience life. And I've spent way too much time stressing about things that don't actually matter. I got to my goal weight, and all I'm doing is tracking my calories and being obsessed with food and not actually living my life. And so that's when I combined the ketogenic stuff that I had learned over the last 6 months. I had been able to go off my ADHD medication in the first time in over 15 years. Wow. my hormones were getting better. My mental stability was so much more. Even my husband was like, you're a different person. You're not up and down moody and always hungry, and you're definitely changing. And so I combined that with also listening to my body and started to see that I wasn't eating enough. I was forcing myself to intermittent fast when I shouldn't have been. I was tracking everything and really forcing myself to eat when I wasn't hungry and then not eat when I was hungry. And so I just got rid of all of that. And 9 months eating ketogenic by eating enough, having more carbs, but still staying ketogenic, I managed to get my period back. And that was at the 8.5 year mark of having amenorrhea. I now ovulate. I have a period every 28 to 29 days, depending on the moon cycles. Like, that's how aligned my body has become, which wow, just blows my mind. And I went to one of the specialists that told me that I would never get a period back again. And he tested my hormones. He's like, so what drug did you end up landing on? I'm like, a ketogenic diet. And he's like, what? No, what? No, let's test your cholesterol. And he tested it, and it's awesome. And he's like, I don't understand. I'm like, yeah, I guess you don't need to. Like, it's just,
right?
For me, it was such a huge thing. And when that started happening, even when I started losing the hormone weight gain, I realized that there was some, I felt very lied to and cheated because I was told that if I just ate this plant-based diet, everything would be okay. And it wasn't okay for me. And so it became my life's mission to just say, if what you're doing isn't working, change it. Like, you can't lose anything by just adjusting it. If that means that as a vegan, you're having collagen because it makes you feel good, does that make you any less vegan? No. If on keto, if you're having more carbs than what everyone says is okay at 20 grams and you're having 40, does that not make you keto? Like, no. So you really have to do what feels good. And I'm able to stay in ketosis at around 80 grams of carbs a day. And that's where my hormones feel best. And my body is so much healthier now. So I'm really passionate about this just because I wish that there was somebody out there chatting about this stuff when I was struggling. And there has to be somebody out there that feels just as frustrated as I did. And I'd like to share that information with them.
I don't know. And I do know this from my microphone, but quite often it picks up pretty much everything in the room. So if it picked up the fact that I was scribbling notes while you were writing, it's because you said so many, you know, truth gems, you know, truth bombs that I'm like, oh my God, you know, I'm just already thinking of 17 future pod. I could have a whole show that's just the Kelly interviewing Leanne Vogel show. And we might have to have a separate channel for that because you said so many things that I love and so many, you know, number one, the fact that you're sharing that you've come through this journey, you're still on this journey, but you figured it out. You figured it out over time. I love that you've had some ups and downs. You know, I love that as you're sharing your story, people that are listening can hear, you know, you discovered keto, which is what you are very passionate about and you want to share and educate. And that's what your book is about. But you also still had some downs in there because then you kind of had the extreme dieting. You had that mindset that you had to get past. So I love that you didn't come and say on the show, well, I had problems with weight loss. And so I went ketosis and now everything's perfect. And I think you even say something similar in your book, actually. You're using like a phrase. This isn't that. It's not a quick fix. So you've had this great journey. You're passionate about sharing it. I want to let you know that so many of the topics that you just shared and the aha moments that you had, this is exactly why I wanted you on the show. This is what I want to help you. This is why I want everybody to get your book, because I love what you shared and you seem to have become so self-aware, which is something that I think is key to living a healthy life in general. We all need to become self-aware of both our issues, things that are holding us back. You've become self-aware and figured out what works for you. And you're not telling everybody, hey, guess what? This is what you have to do. It's keto above all else. If you're vegan, you're wrong. If you're paleo, you're wrong. If you're flexitarian, you're wrong. That's something that, and I'm going to pose this to you as a question. We've seen this, I would say I founded Fitfluential in 2011. And in those early days on social media, there were a lot of those extremists, and I even called them elitists, people that said, you know, and back in the day it was CrossFit and paleo. Like, if you were a CrossFitter and you were paleo, you thought everybody else was an a-hole. Like, it didn't, like, I would see CrossFitters going on Twitter antagonizing all the vegans, like, you're an idiot, I can't believe you eat dairy. I don't see that as much now, and I'm curious if you've observed that as well, because I love what you mentioned. There's no rules, and there shouldn't be necessarily labels. Like, figure out what ketosis, if it is, works for you. Figure out what carbs work for you, whatever. Do you observe that as well, that maybe people are loosening up about labels when it comes to not only diet, but workouts?
That's a good question. I mean, I try to disassociate myself with any negativity. I mean, sometimes I get caught up and I start reading like negative reviews about something and I'm like, why did I just read that? Because somebody is always going to have something to say that you're not going to like. But I would say overall, I mean, it's also what you put into it. I think because my message is like, do what feels good for you. And also, this isn't the magic bullet. And also, you know, I'll never stand here and say, if you just do the ketogenic diet, your life will be better. Because if anyone says that, if anyone has those absolutes, I run in the opposite direction. And I think because I come at it that way, nobody can really attack me, really, because like, I'm not saying definitively do this and it will be better. I think anyone who's really one-sided might get attacked by other people that really disagree with them. I don't really notice that as much. You know, when I was vegan, I definitely had people tell me I was doing something horrible to my body, but I still have people say like, your cholesterol and you're going to get a heart attack and all those things. And I think it just really comes down to education. And, you know, if somebody wants to chat with me about, you know, how a ketogenic diet affects cholesterol, totally, let's chat about it. But if somebody's attacking somebody about ketogenic and cholesterol, I don't even do it yourself. But I feel like over time, because there's more education out there and there's more truth out there, I would agree with you that there's less arguing online than there was. I remember the whole paleo CrossFit thing and even the vegan stuff a couple of years ago was brutal. So I think maybe it's getting better.
I hope. I mean, it's definitely something I want to encourage. I certainly have allowed myself to change my mind, and now I allow myself to have my mind changed by just what you said, educating myself. And instead of, you know, following any strict and hard rules, I jump to my own conclusions. And I encourage everybody to do that. I might get something out of your book. Somebody else could read the same book and go, okay, well, here's what I'm going to apply. And I love, we're about to dive into that, the content of your book, but you give so many different options for folks that are going to read your book, have that aha moment about ketosis and how this could affect not only their fitness goals, but just health in general. And instead of doing what so many fitness, health, wellness, nutrition books have done in the past, which is here's this one 90-day program, do everything on these next 12 pages and nothing else. Don't buy anything that's not on this list. Don't eat anything that's not on this list. You must work out for 20 minutes. And if you do 21 minutes, you're screwed. You know, I mean, I'm just using a lot of different examples, but everything in the past has been so like very limited. And I think it gives people paralysis. You give them so much education and information to make their own choices. It's very empowering. Not to mention the fact that you have all these amazing recipes and photos. People, when you get this book, just go to the grocery store right away because you're going to want to cook until you die. Getting slightly ahead of myself, before we dive in to your book and really to ketosis, for those that are listening and this is maybe their first exposure to this or the only time they've heard, like me in the past, anything to do with ketosis or ketogenic, it had to do with Atkins years ago. And I'm sure you hear that a lot, Leanne. But I just want to reiterate a couple of the things that you said from your journey, because if I can stalk you sometime in the future to come back on the show, we'll talk about this. But everybody that's listening, when you hear about Leanne's story, just notice all the things that she was paying attention to in her health that she wanted to fix. This wasn't just about losing weight. This was about her health. She had issues with birth control. She had a lot of issues with bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment. I'm on that right now. She had the issues with sleep and hair loss. And a lot of doctors that were giving her information that wasn't spot on. What did she do? She chose to educate herself. So, Leanne, I just commend you on that, because that's what we want to encourage people that are listening to Fitfluential Radio to do. do your research, find out what makes sense for your health journey. Don't just take the word and take the pill from the doctor. So that said, perfect segue. Let's dive into your book, which is incredible. But before we dive into how amazing it is, again, there's a lot of folks that are listening right now that are just hearing about ketosis. There's a lot more talk about it in the media, in the fitness space as well. People are hearing keto, exogenous ketones, ketosis, ketogenic. For somebody that's completely new and they've only heard about it and they have no idea, how would you describe what this approach is and why is it beneficial for better health, but also potentially for weight loss or getting more fit?
Yeah, you bet. So the way I kind of explain the ketogenic diet is that it's a low carb, high fat diet where we're using fat as energy instead of glucose. So if you eat carbohydrates on a daily basis, you're probably going to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, maybe some snacks because you always feel like you're kind of hungry. And so this form of fuel is quite inefficient because we can't store much carbohydrate or glycogen in the body at one at any given time. Whereas when we're eating ketogenic, that means that we're eating low carb, high fat. So what we're doing is we're reducing those glycogen stores in our body, how carbohydrate and energy is stored. By reducing that, our body has no choice but to switch over into this ketogenic space. And in this ketogenic space, your body is using fat as energy. Now, that's not only the fat you're eating, because you need to eat enough fat that your body's like, okay, fat is energy, fat is energy. But you can also use the fat on your body. So when you go through this transition, once you're fat adapted, that's what it means to start burning fat as fuel. You can go longer periods of time without food because you don't have that inefficient carbohydrate source of energy where you're constantly having to replenish and refuel and also dealing with insulin highs and lows, blood sugar, all those things. You can just have this constant blood sugar that's kind of evening out throughout the entire day. And when you're hungry, you're actually physically hungry. And when you're not, you're burning through the fat stores on your body. And those fat stores get there because usually when we're in a carbohydrate fueled state, maybe we eat too much one day or, you know, we overindulge another day or we're not as active as maybe we were a couple of years ago. So we start to build up fat on our body. And I had, I can't remember if it was an interview or what, somebody was saying, like, think of ketosis as just burning through like that extra pizza slice you had like 3 years ago. And it's interesting when people, especially my family, didn't understand for a really long time, especially because I came from more of a disordered eating past. They were really worried when I wouldn't want breakfast. And I'd be like, well, technically I am eating right now. It's just my body's eating the fat on it and not consuming food. And so it's a completely different way of looking at it. But with eating this way, like we talked a little bit about insulin. So when you're eating carbohydrates, your insulin is spiking up. And when insulin is up, you can't burn fat. When insulin is out partying in your body, you can't burn fat as efficiently. And also when you're eating carbohydrates, there's a thing called glycerol that's created by carbohydrates. It actually ports fat into cells. So when you're eating carbohydrates, you have insulin up, you're porting fat into cells. It's really challenging to access that energy that's just sitting there ready for you. But in ketosis, because your insulin is lowered, because you're not eating a lot of carbohydrates, and you're not creating that glycerol, you can access the fat, you're not storing fat, and it's just a lot more of an efficient energy. And that specifically, you know, we were chatting, Kelly, a little bit about that self-awareness. It's very hard to become self-aware when all you're thinking about all day is your next meal because you're so hungry and controlled by food because of the carbohydrate cravings and also the way those carbs make you feel. Like, I cannot even begin to describe, as somebody who's had ADHD for many, many years, what it felt like that first day when my body and brain started using ketones. And that's, you know, when you're burning that fat, your body's creating ketones, it's being used as energy throughout your entire body. When my brain had a taste of those ketones, all of a sudden I could like feel my body. I could actually feel my body. And if you've never had that experience, it's quite an amazing experience to just feel this amazing thing that you are using to experience your life. And that's, I think, the number one way that I became more self-aware. I'd always tried to become self-aware, but I'd be like, you know, actually feel your heartbeat and actually feel those things. And I could never actually feel it. But on a ketogenic diet, I could just feel my body a lot more and know when things give me a headache and know when I'm actually tired or when I'm actually hungry. It's just a lot easier to understand what I need and where I can get it from.
You reminded me of something else I had taken notes on when you called your, I've never heard anybody else say this about your body being a vessel. And, you know, I know that sometimes people will mention that that's mentioned in the Bible, right? It's mentioned in several historical references, but I love it because think about it that way, instead of just looking at yourself as, you know, how can I be like celebrity A that's listed in OK magazine and what diet are they on? What trend can I hop on to try to, you know, lose as much weight as fastly and inappropriately as possible? Look at your body. This is a gift and you'll be amazed at what it's capable of. I mean, I too, as you know, Leanne, I'm dealing with bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment. That's such a mouthful. I have every hormonal imbalance issue on the planet, which was another reason when I was reading your book, I was so encouraged because you addressed so many of that. But when I've taken the time to just calm down and give myself a break and say, you know what, I have been punishing my body. And like you said, being obsessed with when can I eat again? Because all I was worried about was how can I punish my body and lose fat and lose weight instead of going, let me see what my body needs. Let me treat myself. My therapist says, why don't you focus on soothing yourself instead of beating yourself up? And beating yourself up can happen mentally or, you know, hopefully not physically, but it's a different view. And again, I want to encourage everybody, this is what you should be doing. Find out what your body needs. And as Leanne said, if you have headaches all the time, that's probably related to food. The truth is, yesterday, if anybody looks at my Instagram, I was in Whole Foods and I did the unthinkable. We're talking about carbs here. And I tend to follow a paleo/keto approach. And to be direct with you, Leanne, I'm diving into your book to learn what's best for me because I've been paleo, but I feel it's more beneficial for me to move into a more keto approach. So I'm using you to teach me. But I was out and about and I didn't plan my meals. And I went into Whole Foods and I saw this beautiful bran muffin. And I was fantasizing about a bran muffin and I bought the bran muffin and I ate it. And the truth is people can look on my Instagram from June 12th. We're recording this on the 13th. You'll see I had a headache. I was bloated. I had a stomach ache all the rest of the day from the bran muffin. Is that the kind of thing? And I'm going to totally put you on the spot, Leanne, but you, like, I think a lot of people will look you up. They're going to see your YouTube videos. They're going to see your book and you have all these amazing recipes. Have you, in the course of developing how you eat and what you eat, do you ever go rogue and eat something and you are reminded of why you don't eat it? Like, have you ever eaten anything like a bran muffin and gotten so sick from it or gotten headaches that you're like, OMG? Or have you just been really that perfect that you never do that? And I hate to put you on the spot, but I did anyway.
Oh, no, that's totally cool. I think it would be ridiculous if I said I was a perfect human being and I've been eating keto successfully for 3 years. No, I mean, I slip up and usually it's a conscious slip up. Usually it's like, so I'm going to eat some chocolate and I know it's probably going to give me a little bit of acne, but, you know, you only live once and I'm going to have some. And I mean, we're talking like Lakanto, monk fruit, sweetened chocolate. Like there's nothing really quote unquote right. bad about it, but my body reacts to it. And I think it's just knowing what your body reacts to or doesn't react to. And then you can make a choice. I mean, I know I'm really sensitive to dairy and gluten and I don't really like, I don't play around with that because it just makes me feel so bad that I just can't even, yeah. But you know, with things like popcorn, I will have popcorn sometimes, and then I'll be reminded I have really bad psoriasis and grains really flare that up quite quickly. So then the next morning I'm like scratching my head so bad that it starts bleeding. Like it's just so painful. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, I actually hate popcorn, but I can, I do it every once in a while, making a choice, knowing that my scalp is going to be itchy and all those things. And that was one of the main reasons I started researching cyclical ketosis and more of a carb up practice, because life is going to happen. You are going to have birthdays. You're going to go to barbecues. You're going to go out for pizza with your girlfriends and drink wine. And how can you incorporate that into your ketogenic diet if your, you know, overall goal is health? It's not just your body health. It's your mental health. And if you're avoiding situations with friends or more of those social things where there are going to be carbohydrates, it's nice to know that by eating carbs on a ketogenic diet, it's actually not that bad for you. And depending on what your goals are, it can actually be quite beneficial. If you're having issues with always feeling hungry, it can help reset leptin. If you have hormonal imbalances, like it sounds like both of us do, it can really help with that. So I think it's just, to get back to your question, it's just, once you know what you react to, you can make a choice. And sometimes I choose to have a really itchy scalp. And that's totally okay, because the popcorn sometimes is totally worth it. So just knowing.
We should just put that as the title of the show. Sometimes I just choose to have an itchy scalp. But I bring that up for a reason. You know, I always, not your itchy scalp, it's okay. But I can relate to that, because I've realized very particularly in my own life what food causes what reaction. And it helps me. You know, there were a couple of days that I had, you know, this was months and months ago, cake. And I realized cake gives me an immediate headache. Then there's other things like pizza doesn't give me anything. So I can, you know, pizza's like my go-to cheat food. And I try to do the gluten-free, you know, choices, whatever. But I think the reason it's important for me to bring this up is I always think about the people that are listening on Fitfluential Radio or on other platforms that I know are so brand new, and they want to get healthier, they want to lose some weight, and they automatically are trying to create in their brain all the reasons why they can't do it. And I know, Leanne, you probably run into these people all the time, but they're like, yeah, I want to get healthier, but I can't be in the gym 6 hours a day. Yeah, I want to get healthier, but I travel for work all the time and I can't do that. I have to eat out all the time. And they're giving themselves reasons to not even start. So I always like to bring up stuff like, you know, hey, I anticipate some people will listen to this show and go, I did a couple of, you know, Google searches on keto. That's too hardcore for me. I can't do it, because I couldn't. Don't you hear this all the time when we talk about nutrition? People will say, I could never be on a diet that doesn't let me have chocolate, or I could never be on a diet. If I can't drink wine, forget it. And they don't even look into it. The reality is, pretty much anyone, whether it's Leanne here on the show or some of my favorite trainers, Kathy Friedrich, or some of the fitness individuals that any of us look up to, they all have cheat days. They all have things that they indulge in. They all have times that they choose to go, you know, a little rogue. They make those choices, and that's part of life. This is definitely a lifer situation, and that's probably, I know we're getting to the end of our time. I have to respect your time, Leanne, even though I could talk to you for 6 hours. Let me ask you, I want to ask you one question, and then I want to ask you another question about where people can find you. I want to give them kind of just my last, you must go buy this book and why, encouragement. And I want to just mention a couple of the recipes that I'm looking at. But for those that are listening, just very simply, I know you'll say yes, but when you talk about a ketogenic diet or a ketogenic diet approach, obviously you've now been doing this for quite a while. This is something you can do for life, right? This is not like something, do ketogenic for 90 days, lose the weight, and then you're done. It's not like the cabbage soup diet. This is a lifer kind of a thing, and it's very doable and enjoyable. Would you agree? I'm sure you will, but I'm going to ask you to answer
it. Yes, I totally agree. I think it's just about, you know, getting into the groove of things, and change causes a lot of overwhelm and just paralyzation. But I think it's just baby steps. It doesn't mean, you know, when you hear us talking about how quote unquote awesome our lives are and how we figured everything out with our bodies, not even close. Like, I started this journey when I was 11. I'm now 31, so 20 years in the making, and I'm kind of figuring it out. But yeah. I mean, it's a constant evolution. So feeling like, oh, I'm going to try the ketogenic diet for like 3 weeks. Oh, I quote unquote failed. I won't try it again. It's just, it's limiting your life experience, whether that's the ketogenic diet or whatnot. It's just, there's so much potential for you to feel better. And I think a lot of people don't get into it because they don't know how good they can feel. Like, And you can feel better. If you're dealing with any issue, it can get better. And I think oftentimes we lose sight of that and we think, oh, well, if only I'm thinner, or if only I have a six pack, or whatever the case may be. But it's so much more than that for me. And I think it's just really overwhelming for people. And this can be a life thing. I've been doing this for 3 years, learning as I go and adjusting it as I go. And I think that's what makes it a lifetime thing, is just adjusting it as your body changes. Because you will... Every day is always going to be a different day. And when you treat it like the same day, that's when you run into issues.
Amen. Amen to everything you just said. And, you know, for everybody listening, I bought this book myself. So, I mean, in no way am I being told what to say here. I truly think it's one of the best books I've seen, because here's the deal. You've heard just a teeny bit of what Leanne has been able to educate on ketosis, on health, on all of her health issues in the past. She has a wealth more information on YouTube. She's going to tell you where to find her in just a second. But what I love about this book is, and I'll share just a few clips, if you will, verbal clips of some of these amazing mouthwatering recipes, all in full color, all with full macro breakdowns and nutrient breakdowns. But the first part of the book, she gives some of the best, most like breaking it down for anybody to understand, you know, how does our body break down glucose? I hope I'm saying this correctly. You know, talking about everything she mentioned earlier in the show, the carbs and why what happens with ketosis and fat burning versus sugar burning. It's truly one of the best breakdowns so that you don't walk away going, oh my God, I need an Excedrin from just trying to read that. She does a great job breaking down the why and how this can help you and all of your options. And let me just give you a preview of some of the recipes as I'm leafing through here. Michael's pepperoni mitza, so a lot of meat in there. Chipotle spiced meatball subs. Greek chicken with gravy and asparagus. Crab tacos. Shut the front door. This is amazing. I am drooling. I kid you not, guys. There's no one that's going to go buy this book and not write me back and say, Kelly, Alexa, please marry me because you told me to buy Leanne's book. It's the best book ever. Seriously, it's amazing. So that said, Leanne, as we wrap up, if you can tell all of our listeners, first of all, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm totally stalking you afterwards to see if we can get you back. But secondly, if you can tell everybody where they can find you and then where they can buy your book, and we'll wrap up.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Kelly. Okay, so you can find me at healthfulpursuit.com. You can also just Google Leanne Vogel and you'll probably find me. There's no crazy pictures of me on the internet, so don't even bother looking. I already have. And for more information about my book, you can go to ketodietbook.com or just look for The Keto Diet at any of your bookstores. It might still be in a couple of Costco stores. You can also order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's orange. There's a picture of me. You can't really miss it. We kind of made it like a big stop sign so anyone would be like, what is that? So you really can't miss it. And yeah, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Healthful Pursuit. I share a bunch of different keto things on there and I enjoy taking pictures of what I eat when I remember to do it. And I think that's about it.
Oh, so amazing. 450 pages, you guys. I mean, you could lift weights with this book. It's so good. So again, Leanne, thank you so much for being on the show. This was highly informative. You guys can catch the show notes on Fitfluential Radio. And again, we hope to have Leanne back on. We'll link up to you guys being able to buy her book. Strongly recommend it. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. We will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.